Okay, we're back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we are continuing to break down and dissect the 2014 NFL Draft. And what about the Big 12 Conference? To be honest, the Big 12 did not get the type of attention that it is accustomed to. 32 of the first round picks, and what, only two selections were used on the Big 12 players. And obviously, big news, Texas did not have a player taken in this year's draft. A complete shutout. And that's what we're going to get into in our next conversation. I'm very confident our next guest will be able to provide some perspective. He is one of the truly the best in the business. That is James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider, and I know he's ready to tackle a number of topics. How are you, James?
Doing great, E. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I enjoyed being on your show last week. It was a lot of fun talking some NBA.
Of course, you know, that Thunder Clippers series has a lot of emotion with Oklahoma fans because Blake plays, you know, for the Clippers. And not only that, Chris Paul was a patron saint. When he was here with the Hornets, man, Chris was everywhere, came on everybody's radio show, including mine. I mean, he was just golden, and it's hard to root against those guys, but sometimes you have to.
Well, James, we are going to be short on time, so we do have to get right to it and talk about some NFL. And what was your anticipation and really your projections heading into this year's draft as far as how well the Big 12 would do?
Well, I thought they'd do a lot better than they did. So, I mean, 17 guys picked from the Big 12 is not a good year. And when Texas gets shut out, it's not a good year. It doesn't do any good for the perception of the Big 12 when the SEC doubles you up in the amount of players taken. Now they have more teams, I understand that, but you know, they had, you know, first round draft choices, multiple ones, and you know, and it's, you know, it's just a disappointing year. Texas getting shut out will always hurt the Big 12 in the draft because they've always been one of the main suppliers of NFL talent, and this year they just didn't get anybody. Now, I was shocked Jackson Jeffcoat didn't get drafted. Mm-hmm. I think he's a real talented player. There's a reason why Mack and his staff got fired, and that's one of the reasons why. They just didn't develop talent like they really should. So, you know, that's a disappointment. There's no doubt about that. You know, and, you know, Oklahoma, their main players were injured. I mean, if Aaron Colvin had been, you know, he tore his ACL in the Senior Bowl of all things. And if they would have, you know, if he would not have been injured, he would have been a second-round draft choice, I'm pretty confident. Trey Millard was maybe the best player pound for pound on the team. Tremendous talent. Tore his ACL like in the seventh game of the year. He went in the seventh round. I think he would have gone in the third or fourth round if he had been healthy. And so you had Jalen Saunders, who went early in the fourth round to the Jets. And that's kind of it from Oklahoma, you know. And I think one of the surprise guys, Corey Nelson, going in the seventh round, just really proved out what the coaches have been saying about him for a long time, that he is was a really good football player and an NFL talent. He tore his bicep during the year. But overall, it's a disappointing year. But look at the makeup of the league, E. And when you do, if Oklahoma and Texas doesn't produce most of the talent, you know, you're not going to have it. This year, the highest player to come out was Gilbert at Oklahoma State. And for a couple of years, they played him as a part-time player because he was so inconsistent. So he's a great return guy, but at times at corner, you know, they wanted a lot more out of him. So it's just one of those years, Texas and Oklahoma, they've got to have frontline talent because normally it's not coming from Kansas. It's not coming from Iowa State. Kansas State every once in a while. Texas Tech has a few players, usually not front-line players. I mean, Crabtree was, you know, kind of an anomaly at wide receiver. So it's kind of how the Big 12 is shaped right now, that Oklahoma and Texas have to produce.
The senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can also listen to him online at 1400 KREF right there in Norman, Oklahoma. So let's step back for a moment. James, let's quickly recap. You were talking about the SEC, how they led the way. 49 drafted. What? The ACC with 42 and the Pac-12 with 34. Why do you think, though, out of the Big 12 conference that it was a weak senior class? Is that fair to say?
Well, I just think that football is a little bit down in the Big 12 right now. You know, what does Iowa State really give the conference? Kansas, what do they really give in the conference? Texas Tech got off to that great start, and then they wilted in the end. Heck, you've had four quarterbacks leave the program. I know they've got a commitment from one of the nation's best in Jared Stidham, but still, that's a lot of weird things that are going on there. You know, Oklahoma finished up strong, but you know, Oklahoma's senior class again, you know, injured. Millard injured, Colvin injured.
Right.
Saunders a little undersized. If Saunders had 2 more inches and 15 more pounds, he'd have been maybe a first-round draft choice. He's a definite playmaker. Mm-hmm. It's a shock Gabe Eichert didn't go in the draft. Gabe was an All-American, academic All-American, one of those guys that every coach dreams of coaching. In the battles he lost as a junior, he came back and won as a senior against some of the top defensive linemen in the country, yet he didn't go in the draft, and that's a shock to me. So, yeah, I guess you could say there wasn't great senior talent in the conference, but to be honest with you, E., I don't think it was a great year for Big 12 football. And what you hope is that they're recruiting all the schools and they're bringing in better talent. I think OU had one of those classes that they've got a lot of wow guys coming in, like Joe Mixon and Micaiah Quick, a couple of those guys, Samaji Perine right out of Pflugerville down there by where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so, you know, I think that's what has to happen for the Big 12 to get back on top of things. And, of course, Texas. For Big 12 luster, I'm not saying that this is what Oklahoma wants or what Oklahoma fans want, but for Big 12 luster, Texas has to be good.
Well, and Charlie Strong, his time went at Louisville, he had 4 players that were drafted in the first round. I mean, that was incredible. Okay, so I have to tell our audience, of course, you are truly one of the best evaluators in the business when you talk about college prep talent. What was your overall assessment of this year's rookie class, and what players do you see immediately coming in and being impact players for their respective teams?
If we're talking about freshmen coming in?
Yeah.
Well, at Oklahoma, I mentioned Mixon and Quick, and I think both those guys, and Perine, I think all three of those guys will have a chance to make an immediate impact at OU. I think Mark Andrews, a wide receiver, will have a chance to make an immediate impact at OU as well. He's a big receiver, that's 6'7" coming in. Some people recruited him as a wide receiver, but you know he's kind of that hybrid tight end wide receiver type guy. I think Tyreek Hill, a guy that just won the indoor, finished second in the indoor 60 meters. That's, you know, it's a football player that can really run. Is going to have an impact at Oklahoma State, you know, and comes in. I guess, you know, Hurd at Texas, you know, has a great chance too. I don't know who's going to quarterback the Texas Longhorns with word today that the transfers from Southern Cal, you know, may not go there now. So you're just sitting there going, wow, that's pretty amazing when you think about it. I think that's some of the marquee talent right there. I mean, Texas had one of the top 5 or 6 recruiting classes in the country. I think it's going to be, you know, I think a lot of good linemen are coming into the conference. That's very apparent. Each team seemed to have a guy come in that they think is – one of the better linemen in the country. And everybody seemed to be coming in with one of those guys that they feel like can really be, do well. But marquee quarterbacks, you know, what quarterbacks are coming into the conference, that's still a key thing, I think. Baker Mayfield transferring from Tech to Oklahoma. Oklahoma brought in Justice Hansen as well. Hurd, of course, won a bunch down at Texas. Those are kind of going to be the key things, I think, that kind of rebuilds this conference when it comes to overall talent.
You're listening to the voice of James Hale at Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big East Sports Show. He is, as I just said, the senior writer with OU Insider. James, tell all of our listeners tonight where they can go and check out your magazine.
Oh, it's OUinsider.com, and, of course, you can always listen at Sports Talk 1400 The Ref.
Okay, James, we've only got about a minute, but I did want you to weigh in on Jameis Winston. His father says that, he needs better supervision at his school?
Well, his father has to realize, you know, school can only do so much. And all parents have to realize that. You're not going to be around these kids 24-7. And coaches can't be around them 24-7 either. That's why when kids get in trouble and everybody wants to blame the coach, I never blame the coach. I mean, if the coach lays down his laws, he says, don't do this, this, and this, and this. Be a good citizen. You know what you got to do to be a good citizen. You know what you can and can't do. But they tell him anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, no drugs, no drinking, don't get DUIs, no drinking, no DNI. Treat women with respect. Treat your fellow man with respect. You got to do all these things. And if you do and stay eligible, you're going to be able to play for us and get a free education while you're here. And yet, players still go out and do all those things that they told them not to do.
It's been very interesting to follow and track that story. Well, James, always a pleasure to have you on with us on a Friday night. Thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward, start of the college football season will be here before you know it.
Still a couple of months down the road, and I'm okay with that.
Okay, James, thanks so much for dropping by.
Appreciate it, Big E.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.